Concentration from the Heart, second part. Only our soul's willpower can tame our mind's incessant flow of thoughts. But what and where is our soul's willpower? Imagine your spiritual heart around the center of your chest, where you feel the presence of love, light, and joy, as the home or residence of your soul. Don't try to see or imagine the soul or to form any specific idea of what the soul looks or feels like. Just feel that your soul is God's ambassador within you, a ceaseless fount of healing love, revealing light, compelling truth, and enthralling delight, flowing in and through your heart and all around you always. Have faith that your soul can accomplish whatever is needed. When concentrating on a flower, candle flame, or image, feel that your soul's indomitable willpower is flowing from your heart, up through your third eye, to surround and enter the object, which is embraced and enveloped by your heart. As the object merges into you, its inner truth is revealed within your sweep of self-awareness. The notion of objectivity relies on the separation of subject and object. This separation is an invention of our mind, necessary for its reason and analysis to function. Thoughts are the tools of reason, the language of objectivity. In the heart, where there is no separation, there can be no other, no object, hence no thoughts. As the heart concentrates, it includes. Internal subsumes external. Object merges into subject. Thinking is redundant. Concentration now melds into meditation on the self, as the whole superstructure of objectivity quietly collapses. Its foundation of separation dissolves in oneness. Its pillars of reason crumple into the sea of love. Its myriad nuts and bolts of thoughts and concepts simply evaporate in the all-illumining irradiant light of pure being.